out of nowhere, she roundhouse kicks me.
Roundhouse kicks you?
Full on, like Conor McGregor.
To the face?
Like, right on, like, the side of my, like shoulder and neck, and that little, like, kind of cup right there. Shoulder and neck. Kicks me. I'm like, woo! Before we start getting into everything, a major thing that we want to mention is we've been seeing a ton of comments about us having a clips channel. Basically, what that is, we'd upload shorter segments of the podcast on a different YouTube channel. So if you guys don't have time to watch the entire podcast, you can kind of see like 7 to 10 different highlights of the episode on the No Fucks Given clips channel. We made a clips channel, and the link for that is in the description, so please head down there and make sure you are subscribed so that those videos start showing up in your feed, or just check out the channel, watch a couple of the videos, and then they'll start showing up in your recommended. But guys, we have a clips channel. Make sure you check it out. Link in description.
Okay, this might be the most sexist thing I'll ever say, because I don't really agree with it, but at the same time, like, when I start looking around, I'm like, you're right, but do girls have hobbies?
Whoa, man. Where did that come from? No. They just like literally just hit record.
I know, but I've been thinking about it for so long.
Please dive further into what you mean by that question.
Okay.
Like, what are you asking?
Like, no girl, I feel, okay, there are some, there's a select few, but it's rare.
For a girl to have a hobby.
Like a camaraderie hobby, a hobby that revolves like us, you know, we go to the skate park. There are the skater girls, the girls can do everything guys can do and so forth. But they don't choose the hobby. That's not a common hobby in their culture or our culture. What's wrong?
I like slightly understand what you're asking.
Like, okay, you could say,
but like, yes, girls have. I think
whatever
humans have hobbies because like doing your makeup is a hobby.
Yes, it is.
Drawing is a hobby.
Yes, it is.
Playing guitar is a hobby.
I agree, 100%. But there's no like, as in hobby, I mean like going to a skate park. Doing something with that involves like friends. You like, you know,
there are a lot of girls that just like kind of vibe around.
Yes.
Like that is their hobby.
Or you know how many girls that I meet?
I know a lot of girls like that.
Meet that like I have no friends.
And what do you think that is? I meet most of girls.
Why do you think that is? What do you think the reason is for that? Maybe we need a girl on the podcast for that, huh?
Yeah, when you're showing this on me, this is like an interview question. We don't even have a guest right now.
I know, but it's such a good question. I've been thinking about it. So
I don't know if I have an answer for you. I feel like there are, I think there's a lot of guys that don't have hobbies, too.
No, because
think about it, though. It's you're surrounded by friends like you, so all your friends have similar hobbies to you. But, like, think of how many, like, just dudes there are that do the same thing and just sit and chill and, like, wait for their friends to hit them up and walk around. So I think it goes both ways. Like,
you're right. I just feel like guys have more.
I understand what your concern is, though.
More options. More society-brought options.
Is that wrong of society? Is this?
I don't know.
I am just going to go ahead and sweep you away from that.
Okay.
And just go ahead and say really quick.
Girls have hobbies. I'm sorry. It's just food for thought.
No, that's. I'm just going to float over here and say that this is the 7th episode of No Fox Given. Welcome back. If you guys are listening on audio, I hope you got some socks on. Your toes are warm. Cold toes suck.
It was raining today and my toes have been very cold.
That might be why I said that, because I've low-key been kind of cold today too. So
I'm wearing a thermal.
And if you're listening on YouTube, I hope you're wearing a jacket and I hope your torso is warm. I hope everyone's warm.
Yeah.
It's good to be warm.
Cozy.
Welcome back. We are here for a Maverick and Tanner episode. A lot of the No Fox Given viewers, these are their favorite episodes and they're kind of my favorite episodes. So we got a lot of really great things to talk about.
No,
what should we start with?
Honestly, we've been taking a lot of your feedback. A lot of you guys have been saying we need to paint the walls black to make the lights pop better.
That's a comment I saw, yeah.
Do you think we should? We're always trying to improve. So if you notice something about this podcast that needs to change, please comment it so we can see it. We go through everything, every DM.
I want to kind of talk about how my content has changed on its own this year.
Oh, it has.
In 2021, I don't know what happened. Ever since I like turned 21, I don't know, like something clicked in my head, and I guess I've been floating different in the YouTube game. And my last 4 uploads this year have been, in my opinion, bangers. Like, my favorite content I've ever made. And it's weird because in January, I always, like, try to plan out my whole year, which I think is, like, a really important thing and really, like, just figure out what I'm going to accomplish the whole year. So I don't tend to post a lot on YouTube. Also, because of ad revenue, is like substantially lower than any other time of the year because
it's not motivating.
It's a little demotivating, obviously, but it's mainly because companies spend all their budget or a majority of their budget end of the year, get all this tax write-offs, you know, make sure they get that big push in for the holiday spend, and January comes around and no one's really spending money. So it's a great time to kind of plan out my year as a content creator. But somehow I've just been naturally putting out videos and they've been hitting a little.
They have been?
Yeah. I also think it, like, the energy has flowed from doing this podcast a little bit. Like, I don't know what clicked in my head, bro. Like, I will drink occasionally, but like I'm not big into drinking at all. And like even like when I turned 21, like I don't know, I just like lost this like no fucks. I got this no fucks bone. Like I don't know what it is. It's not even like I got into drinking now. That's not even what I'm saying. I'm just saying like my mind. I don't know what. I can't even explain it. I just like I'm 21. Like what do we got? I'm an adult now. Like I'm mature. You know, like get out of here, kids.
I can start making more.
I got time.
My age content. Yeah, I think that's what you switch from. You switch from making like kid like chore content to like shit you actually want to do.
Yeah.
And I think that's helped a lot. But do you think, when do you think you'll start seeing the progression from that? Or do you think you will see it?
I think for my YouTube content, like again, bringing back the Facebook thing I brought up a while ago, is like I could make those cringy magic videos and make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But like my content, I purposely go out of my way to make my videos and my job revolved around things I like doing.
Of course.
And like all that takes is just like being consistent at it and like making, if I make 150 videos about scootering and I start getting viewers that like scootering, they're going to want to see scootering videos from me. It's like simple.
Yeah, right? Of course. 100%.
So I think the progression is just going to kind of happen naturally. Just, I guess I don't really have a goal in my head. Like same thing with the podcast. I just kind of started because I like it. I still make videos because I just like making videos and they're doing pretty well. I mean, I'm averaging like 500,000 views a video. Obviously not 2.5 million I was doing daily vlogging in 2017, but like I'm a lot happier making these videos. And I just think over time, the more people see them, the more people are going to come watch them.
Yeah, more people will.
Yeah, and I think they're going to see like a different side of me. That's another part of it is like I got 10 million subscribers. So on average, lowest, maybe 500,000 people watch my videos, but there's still 10 million people that at one time subscribed to me and like followed me. So if they can circulate back into that bubble of watching my videos and kind of see, oh, this has a different taste to it. I like this now. It's different.
And plus a lot of you, like your fans were back in 2017 and they're 14 or 16, 17. Now they're your age,
yeah.
19, 20. And so they're into more older content. And so now that you're doing older, not older content.
That's why I also think it's like a good bubble right now. It's because like people of my fans from years ago are hitting that age gap where mm-hmm. if they come back and they kind of see the content is aged up a little more and it's a little different, it's more their age. You know what I mean? Then
that'd be perfect. And then, yeah, exactly.
Swoop. Oh, wait, I wanted to add something. Okay. I wanted to add something to talking about January planning. Do you do that? Are you big into planning out your year?
No. Okay. I always like do this. Every year I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna like, I don't know. I get over this like California-ness for some reason. And every year I'm like, in January, that's when I'll move here. And then January comes and look at me, I'm in California still.
So you would also say you're not a big 5-year plan guy.
No, not even a little bit. I think I just kind of roll with the flow. Dude, I don't even know what it is. Okay, so today, David Colucci is like one of our friends.
He's our age.
He's our age. Yeah. His dad's... owns a lot of properties and
real estate,
yeah, anything you name it. But he was talking about, he has a little business where he has a go-kart track and he charges people memberships for their go-kart track.
Right.
And I was like, oh bro, you need to put a drift track back here. Right. Cause that's my hobby. And he was just like, is it popular? And I was like, yeah, every weekend Grange is sold out. Every weekend it will be sold out. And he was just like, well, find out how much it costs and I'll buy it. And I was like, no.
For the people listening, he's serious. He's very, very serious. David would be serious about buying a skid pad for drifting.
And he was like, find out how much it costs and buy it, and then you can run it. It'll be our business together. And I was like, no, bro. Like, it doesn't, like, don't do that to me. Like, don't. But it's like, someone's giving me an opportunity.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Someone's giving me an opportunity, and I still, every time, I'm like, no, dude. Like,
why?
Because I feel
why
like.
No?
Why no?
He just offered you to have half ownership in a drift track.
I know, but. Okay, first of all, it's like, I know he's being completely serious, but like, it just sounds so like, no, like it feels like I'm taking advantage of him.
You know where I mean? Is this tying into the 5-year plan? I'm curious.
That's how I think. Like someone gives me like an opportunity. Like I just roll with the flow of everything.
It's kind of like how I've begged you to be on this podcast. For some reason, I'm begging you.
Yeah. It's because I just feel so...
Well, is it that...
Like, it's not me working for it.
Do you feel a five-year plan is overwhelming at all for you?
Yeah, for sure.
Like it's just like, whoa, too much to think about. There's no chance of me...
Obviously, like, some ideas. Okay, so if I'm... I do this all the time. Like, okay, if I'm not... By age this, if I'm not doing this, then I just need to say... Like, I do this with, like, social media all the time because I feel like all the time I'm like, okay, social media, I'm not going to make it. I'm not... Like, I'll... Okay, first of all, I'm thinking I'm going to make it. I got to just keep grinding doing this. And then I just don't see the payoff instantly, if that makes sense.
Right.
And so then I'm like, bro, I gotta stop doing this. I gotta get a real job. And then I get a real job and I hate it. And then like you'll give me an opportunity like with Hot Wheels and I'll get $500 for just standing in front of a camera. And I'm like, I just made $500 for like an hour of work.
Yeah.
Why am I working?
Funny story about that Hot Wheels thing. So in my first year of working for Hot Wheels, I feel like I can say this now because it's long gone. First year working for Hot Wheels, we had a lot of problems. I was like their test guinea pig. Like Hot Wheels, huge, massive company, Mattel. Mm-hmm. They had never worked with influencers. I was like the first big partnership they actually did. So they were kind of like learning themselves as we went along throughout the year. And they really pissed me off one time. I can't even remember what they did. There was a lot of different things of them, of us both figuring out how this partnership would work out. And they were pissing me off. So they actually specifically requested that you and Dylan Hawkins and whoever else was in that video were in that video. Because it was a YouTube video we were producing for my channel Hot Wheels was paying me for. Mm-hmm. So I told Hot Wheels, which was not true. I said, oh, you want my friends in the video? That sucks. They all have work. I said they all have work. Sorry. But like, dude, literally, one of the high up people at Hot Wheels loved you. Like specifically you. So he's like wanted you in the video. I was like, sorry, he has work. Can't do it. Unless you pay him like what they would make today. And then they were like, okay, how much? I said 500 for all of you guys. Just to help my boys out. But like,
shout out Tanner for that. But then, yeah, then that something like that happens. And I'm like, wait, I don't need a normal job. I can just do something like this. And then that will never happen or it won't happen for like another year. And then I'm like, bro, I need a real job. And I feel like that's my mindset all the time.
Okay, I'm the opposite of Maverick. I'm a 5-year plan guy for sure. I think 5-year plans can be a bit overwhelming. I think it's a great thing to implement in your life for anyone out there. Just really now is the time to do it. Like this is the start of the new year. It's a perfect time to kind of figure out where you want to be by the end of the year. One way I look at it to make it a little less overwhelming, I feel like, is like 2020 for me, say, was like a year setting myself up for this year. Like I got obviously a lot done in 2020. You look like you were like Rango from the movie. You look zoned out like a lizard right there, dude. You scared me, bro.
I did zone out.
You scared me. Your eyes went beady.
My bad. I zoned out.
I couldn't really help but like break what I was saying because you were like...
I've been doing so much today, dude.
Oh my.
I just needed that like Tanner's talking, thank God. I'm sorry.
It's all good. But hey guys, try starting a 5-year plan, kind of figure out, just remember, this year can set you up for next year and next year can set you up for the next year. That's all I wanted to add really quick. Maverick made me laugh now. If you guys are watching on video, you've seen his ugly eye.
Wait, what's your 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 year plan? So what do you expect in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4?
I don't know. It's like weird because I have like an open-ended 5-year plan. I mean, I just think if every year you commit to like actually making goals for yourself that you hold yourself accountable for, at like they all compound together, if that's the right word, sorry high school dropout, but like all the years add up and like form that 5-year plan, you know what I mean? Like I don't know, it all makes sense in my brain. This is like one of those things. But
okay, then what's one goal like you have?
Okay, I don't know, like I guess like the past few years have been like figuring a lot of shit out, and I went through the whole mental thing and I really like got down to my core. Like honestly, the last like 3 years I have like figured out so much about myself, and I feel like I'm so much further ahead than I would have been had I not been put in this position doing this job and all the other things. So like I think 2020 and the years before that like really set me up for this year, and like I feel like I have a good head on my shoulders. I have like I'm in a good mental spot, and I feel like I know what I want to work on. I have a better idea of what my purpose is. Like still not fully. Like I still feel like I need a mission statement. Like I want a mission statement, but I don't know what that is to me.
Can you tell me what a mission statement is?
Like I want to have like a mission statement that I promote. Like this is like this is my goal of life. It's not like, yo, I'm gonna be like in the biggest house. I want to be known for being in the biggest mansion. Oh, I want to be known for always flying around in a private jet. I want to do. It's like, I want to be known for, say...
Oh, like you were known for that...
Elon Musk. I think this is like an Elon Musk quote, is like...
You were known for that 16-year-old GTR kid, and you're not that...
So yeah, exactly. More. So that those die is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. A mission statement. Yes. That's what I'm calling it. I don't know if that's the right, correct term for it. Like, that doesn't die, in a sense. Like, Mr. Beast, it's like, it's pretty obvious his mission statement is to feed as many homeless people and help as many people, and, like, that's his mission statement.
Oh.
He's a philanthropist. Like, that is his mission statement. People know that. Okay. He has dedicated his career to helping other influencers. Or no, sorry, not influencers, like people. Any people of all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Homeless shelters, food banks, like whatever it is. That's his mission statement. So I feel like that's one part I'm missing. And I think this year is, I don't know. I feel good about this year. Like, I think last year, I could look at it as a waste of time, and I spent a lot of time in my head and like figuring myself out. Huh?
What's the direction, the mission? You want your mission statement to go?
That's the thing. I don't know. And I was actually thinking about it in the car today. And like, it has to be true to me. Like, it can't be just like some random thing, because then it's not authentic to me. But like, one thing I have always been passionate towards, like, if that's the right even word, since I was like little, is I like really feel like I understand and feel for, say, like orphans or kids that don't have a lot. So I feel like it would be something. Why is that funny, bro? Why is it funny? Like, kids, like, I feel so.
I started thinking about the lizard.
That is the worst time to fucking laugh, dude. That was such bad timing. You break up crack it, dude. I'm talking about orphans. That's not...
It's not funny. No, it's not funny. I'm adopted. Well, my parents have adopted a kid. What is going on, bro?
Why'd you just say that? You just said, I'm adopted. And then no. You go, my parents adopted
me. I'm not adopted. No, I'm
not. Gotta reel back in.
But Tay.
I lost it, bro.
My parents adopted Tay.
Okay.
But that's why it's not funny.
Okay.
It's not funny.
Why did you even tell me that?
Because
that had no correlation. I was telling you something about...
But it's not funny. That the reason why I laughed is because I was thinking about the zoning out. You called me Rango, and it like actually hit me in my head what Rango was, the chameleon with the lizards. And so I was like,
that just registered right now.
Yes. Okay. Continue, or if it's not funny.
Holy shit, man. I'm sweating now. Like, my eyes are watering. Dude, you look like you're about to throw up. So anyways, I feel like I can't talk about, like, how am I going to talk about
this?
No,
your mission statement, orphans.
No,
I think you do a good job at that, because
that's the one thing
you're very good at taking people in. Okay, continue.
Well, yeah, and like, I don't know. I feel like I just feel for kids like that. Like, I don't know. I wish I could help them in any way possible, because like, even as a young kid myself, like meeting very like random people, say like Vincent Cudrina, a professional scooter rider, right? Like, total random guy. You like. Victor wouldn't give a shit who he is, right?
Yeah.
But like, that guy, random guy, 2,000 followers at the time in 2013, like, he gave us a little bit of inspiration, and that went so far for me. So like, I just think being a role model for like any form, anyone, any, like, that's it. I can't even talk about this no more, because I'm watching. If you're watching on video, Maverick has been cracking up in my face quietly this whole conversation. Like, what is wrong with you? Are you good? Look at the.
Oh my gosh, I am a wreck right now, guys.
Dude, what's wrong? Are you good? Like, I promise you, Maverick is not high right now. Like, he does not smoke weed. On my mother's life. Like, he works valet, he gets drug tested. He cannot smoke weed. I don't know why you're laughing so hard.
I don't know either. Okay.
Can we go on? Jesus. Dude, let out the laugh, bro. What's so funny? What the fuck is this episode?
I don't know, man. I feel like I'm messing it up. I'm sorry.
No, it's good. Are you crying?
I am, bro.
For what reason? Bro, why?
My nose is running, bro. I'm getting ugly real quick.
My stomach hurts, bro. Why are you laughing? For what? How do we recover from this, dude? Dude, we have a new president. Like, Joe Biden.
You know, he's the oldest.
Is our president.
No, good. I hope he does a great job.
We have to regroup because we can't just.
I'm sorry, Nick.
What actually is going on, man? Can you explain why you're laughing so much?
I literally don't know. I literally just don't know. I just keep on thinking back to when we laughed before, when I zoned out, and then.
My stomach hurts so bad.
People are probably thinking, this is so annoying. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not normally like this.
No, this is the first time this has ever happened, dude.
We can't make you laugh.
We asked you guys if you wanted us to talk about politics a couple episodes ago, and we decided to talk about it, and we also decided to conclude on the fact that fuck politics,
yeah.
We don't want to talk about them, because there's enough of that shit going around the internet. We don't want to be adding to your plate of stress, adding to whatever that is for you guys. I just don't really think there's a need for it on here. I mean, I'm not educated at all on politics. I'm not saying fuck politics. I just meant that, like, we ain't talking about it on No Fucks Given. So we will talk about the fact that there is a new president, because that is huge news. That's like global news, no matter what side you on, whatever you represent, whoever you support. If you're an American, it's a big deal. Every 4 years, we get a new president. Whether you like him or not, Joe Biden is the 46th president. Is it the 46th? I should know that.
He is the 46th.
46. And he's also the oldest at?
According to LA Times. LA Times put out an article like the first day he went into office saying like he was the oldest president or something like that, which is kind of crazy, but I hope he does a great job. All right.
Boring. Anyways, we wanted to say that because like,
wait,
God bless America.
Bernie Sanders memes. I'm telling you right now, they are popping right now.
Yeah, why? Where did that Bernie Sanders meme come from?
I don't know.
And
it
what
came
is
from
it?
The inauguration speech.
What is the meme?
It's him being cold, sitting, just chilling, and him being miserable in the cold in Washington, D.C. I don't really think it's that funny, but I saw it, and I was like, you know what? It's easy enough to like do something with it. So I posted it on Instagram, and it's my
best liked picture. And it just
goes viral? Picture.
So there you go, kids. Life hack 2021. All you got to do is crop Bernie Sanders in your Instagram photos, and you will make $1 million on Instagram. No, but that's interesting. Dude, I don't know why we have to bring this up again, but like every episode we get comments, and that's going to happen until the podcast is a little more established. But people keep asking why the name is not No Fox, F-O-X.
Oh, because Fox News.
Why?
They own everything. They copyrighted Fox.
We could not trademark No Fox, F-O-X, like my last name. Guys, you think I didn't think of that? That was my first option. That was the first thing I wanted to do, was name it No Fox Given. Yeah. Obviously, I thought of that. Anyways, we'll probably bring that up a couple more times in the future, but had to address it. What did Logan say in one of his first podcasts? He said most podcasts only last 10 episodes or something.
Five episodes? Yes.
Was that actually what he said?
Yeah. Well, it was seven episodes.
No way.
Can someone fact check us back there?
It doesn't even matter.
Okay.
We have made it to episode seven, which is a huge deal. Like, how are you vibing with the podcast so far, Maverick? You've come a long way in just a week worth of podcasts. Sorry, not a week, but like 7 days.
I think I'm starting to get into the headspace where I need to just like put on a brave front and just like, you know what? The guests are coming on my pod, like my show.
Yeah, you're understanding that.
I got to really think that. And so every time I go into a podcast, I'm like, okay, I'm the guy. As much as like,
yeah,
I hate thinking like that. I really got to just like in my head be like, okay, I am the guy.
Yeah, heck
I'm
yeah.
The it guy. I'm the big dick at the party.
Right.
I'm big dick in the locker room.
Right.
And so like I just keep on thinking that and then just keep on putting on a brave front the whole entire podcast. And I guess it's been working according to, I feel like the FaZe Rug video, I did it very well.
You opened up a ton in that video, man.
Sean White commented on your Instagram.
He did.
He did. What'd he say?
He put a fist emoji on my snowboard video. I don't know why. He doesn't even follow me. But his team reached out to me and they want to do something this season. I don't know what it is. I'd love to have him on the podcast. That's like, I haven't asked him yet. But I have met him like a year ago. So we've already like been acquainted. But now I think I'm going to hopefully go snowboarding with him this season. That'd be ideal. But
I know that. You've been snowboarding a lot. What's got brought up? You know what? I honestly hate snowboarding. And it's not because I hate the culture behind it. And you want to know why?
Why? You like skateboarding.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
How many people you know go to snowboarding and post a picture about it?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Every person who goes.
Why is it the sport that everyone does it? Like, it's okay that everyone does it. Like, or whatever you want to call it. You may call me gatekeeping, but no one goes to the skate park and just tries the skate park and posts pictures. Oh, I went to the skate park today. Okay. For some reason, they like glorify this sport and it doesn't make sense to me and it bugs me. That I see someone that's like doesn't put in the time or energy to like dedicating to getting good. They're just using it because they know it's a cool picture on Instagram. And it turns me off of it. It's fun going. Like, I have so much fun going.
It's kind of like being a poser in skateboarding, though. It's like the same thing. Like, no. People still steal the culture of skateboarding to look cool. But I think it's also like snowboarding has, it's like, it's gotten so much attention as of recently because of especially quarantine and TikTok, for one. It's like it becomes a trend to do snowboarding. And then everyone's like, I've never been snowboarding. And now there's like hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people going now. So like that's the internet. And it's like,
but still,
it's like Sunset Cliffs where we grew up going cliff jumping.
Just
like once Instagram
more
came
out. Crowded. And that's like Big Bear is like such a small mountain as is. And I feel like it's always a nightmare. You know, I went the other day. And I waited.
Okay, well then,
hold on.
Why would you go snowboarding then?
Well, because like,
if you were going snowboarding, what's your reason for going?
Okay, it's not a very good reason, but it's like snow time. It's probably the same reason everyone else goes. But when I go, I'm trying to progress. I guess they're all trying to progress. I kill myself. But I just, people that have no business going to like a quote unquote.
So for that pure reason, you don't go.
It's just the culture behind it. Maybe it's just the LA culture. Maybe like if I like a different.
But you pulling the LA culture into snowboarding, bro. There's no snow in LA.
You know what I mean? No, I'm. Maybe because like it's like such like a we're going to the snow. Have you seen that TikTok where it's like how I know you're from California is when you call it the snow.
Yeah, I call it the snow. Oh, dude, what are you doing today? We're going to the snow. Where? Yeah. Big Bear. That's what you say. That's how the conversation goes if you're from California.
Yeah.
Slurred my words a little bit. There,
maybe because it's like a entertainment. I don't know, but okay, back to snowboarding. Or we're done with snowboarding. Mm. Have you been having fun with it?
Snowboarding, yeah. I've been getting it. Like I've recently also since I turned 21. I don't know what it is. Like I want to do a lot of hobbies. Like I've always loved wanting to do hobbies, and I just never went out and did them. Like new ones, kind of just did scootering and fishing, and the ones I kind of knew. But I don't know what changed the last 3 weeks, too. But, like, I went mountain biking for my first time. I got into that. So I'm going to start doing that a bunch more.
You FaceTimed me and said, we need mountain bikes. And I was like, do you know how much mountain bikes cost?
Yeah, but I went for my first time, and we can get mountain bikes. Don't worry about that. We'll get mountain bikes. However, I also got recently into snowboarding more this season. So I've gone, like, 5 times this season. I've been snowboarding since I was 7, but, like, got recently back into that. I have this, like, anxiety half of me that, like, I will literally overthink going to the mountains so much because it's like, oh, my God, I have to figure out this, and it's this big ordeal, and I'm going to have to show up, and it's, like, this whole thing. And then you just, in reality, it's just, like, a normal fucking day. You show up at the mountain, you pay your ticket, and you literally just hang out there. It's super fun. So, like...
I think that's how I am, too. I think that's why I
overthink everything before I do it, bro.
I just talk myself out of it.
So then now that I've been doing new things recently, like, it's giving me more confidence every time I go do more new things. Because I'm like, oh, it's, like, just doing another thing. Like, it's no big deal. But I make everything, like, sound like it's a lot.
Yeah.
And it's not.
When you think about what you're doing today, it's like, oh, my gosh, I have so much to do. And then you say it out loud, and you're like, that was 5 things.
That's every time I think I have a lot to do, and then I could say it out loud, and I'd be embarrassed.
That was me today.
Yeah, literally, when I asked you about how your day went. Okay, first and foremost, let's say that the podcast fully retires you. What would you actually do with your free time? Like, because you told me yourself that you're not a very good person of being your own boss. So let's say you were put in a position where now it's like, oh shit, I get to make way more money than I was at my normal job, but I have to be my own boss. Like, do you think you're going to go down the hole of like being more lazy? Or do you think like if you got that break, you would actually like, you would start doing your YouTube and your merch and like everything would fire off if you didn't have to go to work at Car Valet?
I think once I see something work, because the reason why nothing's worked when I've done YouTube things. Yeah, I've got like $100 there from a YouTube video or $300 there from a YouTube video.
But it's because you never stayed consistent with it.
No, but remember, okay, back in 2017, we went to Adam LZ's house. I was consistent for 2 months. Okay, I know that's not a long time. But in my world, when I'm working another job and...
But I'm not talking about...
Hanging out.
I'm talking about you have no more job.
I know. But like the most, whatever. I didn't see like a huge progression where it looked like it was hitting. I know it should take, it's going to take time and patience.
But this is a different question I'm asking you. Look, it's not relating on your, it's not.
If I feel like it's working, yes. If it's not working, probably not. I'll be more lazy. If
it's
working.
I'm not saying this is not depending on your YouTube channel success. I'm saying this podcast, when it is supporting you fully, mm-hmm. What are you going to do with your free time? Not having a job.
Oh.
Have you thought about that?
Yeah.
Because like, what if I gave you a check for $10,000 and said, hey, bro, you're on full time with the podcast. Like, we're doing good. What are you doing?
Probably.
Have you thought about it?
Yeah, a little bit. Probably just film videos that I want to make and just hang out with you. Make sure your content's doing great. Make sure. I feel like I'd just be like, I feel like I'm way more older and way more mature now. If you would have asked me that back in like 2017.
So I guess it could be this. Is it like you're going to take it like it's the valet job, but better and new, where it's like, oh, just got to show up, be on the podcast, talk, blah, 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 get my paycheck. That's good. Or is it like a thing where you're like, oh shit, this is working. Like, I want to do my YouTube now. I want to launch my merch. I'm going to start grinding brand deals. I'm going to start like.
I think that's what it would be. In my head, that's what I'm saying right now, but you never know.
Okay, because like a big
right now this podcast thing, you're saying like every time you've told me to be here a certain time, I've been here a certain time. Right. Every time.
No, you're committed.
I'm committed. I've been committed. I've tried to give you the option. I was like, hey, bro, if I'm not working, this is
We're
your
past
time.
That. We're past that.
We're past that. Okay, yeah. Okay. You don't like me bringing that up, huh?
Well, no, because yeah, it's okay, your thing. That's You made that up in your head.
I know, but we're past that, and I feel like. Even now, I've been so just like stoked on filming. Like today, me and Chico filmed a little bit. Chico is one of our friends.
Yep.
But me and Chico filmed a lot today. We had a lot of fun. And I've been.
Cause like, dude.
Have you noticed how much like I just been doing tasks throughout the whole day?
Yeah.
That's what we've been doing. Like, I feel like every day has been like that.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, because like a big reason I started the podcast, we talked about this in the first episode, was like, I hope that this is like going to be our thing. Like that why I actually work. Mm-hmm. So you can stop working a normal job, because I've been wanting for that. I've been wanting you to not work a normal job for so long.
I know.
It's inconvenient for me. It's less fun for me. Like, it would be great if we could be together all the time. Like, that's truthfully the reason. So,
it really is.
I do want to say that this podcast, I don't think maybe, it's been receiving a tremendous amount of support. Like, maybe the numbers don't compare to, like, Joe Rogan's podcast. But, like, do you realize, like, we're pretty close already. The podcast just started, like, pretty damn close.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like in the beginning is when we're going to get our best push, like where we see like, wow, look at this. I think the hard game will be like 6 months from now. In my opinion, that's what I feel like. 6 months from now.
Being consistent then.
Because like right now it's new, it's fresh, we're on it. We're in the mindset we don't care about money. And then say like March hits and we get a good check or whatever. Not that we care about money at all, but... We do care about money, but you know,
everyone cares about money.
Not that's our goal.
I get
motivation.
It. I understand. Yeah. People know.
But, and then all of a sudden, May doesn't do so well. May doesn't do so well. Or is it April? March, April? April. April doesn't do so well. And then May doesn't
but
do so
But you're
well.
Not, like, I don't know what level you're thinking on, because, like, even 50,000 viewers on a podcast, every episode is livable.
It is?
Yes.
I have no concept of YouTube money, because, like, even, like, when I did it, I think the... best video I've ever gotten was like 300K views, and I got $300 from it. And I was like, oh, that's what 300K views does.
You know? I could say this because like it's no fucks given. Like as of right now, from the first 6 episodes we've posted, just on AdSense, we've made $2,500.
$2,500.
Just on AdSense.
Yeah. So, okay, that makes... Okay, then yeah, that 100% just, makes a lot of sense because think how many...
Just from the first 5 episodes, I think, 6 episodes.
Yeah, when they've all done 100K plus.
No, not all of them.
No?
Lowest was like 60K.
60K. They've all done 50K plus. Yeah. Okay. And the month, I get it, the month's not over, but.
This is the thing though, it's like when you have so many more YouTube, well, because this is just the start, bro. Then you get more viral videos and the more bigger guests you come on.
No, but if it's 50K.
The more big guests you get to have come on, then those viewers become fans of your podcast and they go back and rewatch a bunch of episodes over time because there's not a lot of content on the internet. There is, but like there's also not enough sometimes. People go back and watch videos and those keep circulating views and like, I don't know how you're not just like, yeah, fuck yeah, Tanner. If you're into this shit, like,
no, I am. What are you talking about? I'm all on board. And I know you have if you have the green thumb, the master idea, everything you commit to works for you. And I don't understand how.
Well, because I like, am passionate about things.
Yes. And so you're on board. I'm on board. I'm 100%.
Yeah.
I'm here.
No, I'm just saying, get ready. Get ready to retire. When you get to go tell your boss that you quit, I want to be there.
Please. That'd be funny.
Yeah.
Because he'll be happy.
He'll be happy?
Yeah.
Why?
Because all the time, like the only reason, like my boss, like watch, or his daughter watches Tanner's videos. And so all the time when I have an excuse to leave or like want to leave or not show up for work, he's super okay with it as long as I say it's for YouTube or for Tanner.
No way.
Yeah. So I think he would be like, I'm glad it's worked for you. Or it's working. I'm glad you like.
I've grown.
Quote unquote made it.
You broke out of your cocoon.
Yeah.
Have you ever lied to him and like said that you were doing something for me to go do something with someone else?
Yeah.
A lot?
Not a lot. Just like once or twice.
So like good six times.
Whenever like I leave the state and I'm not with Tanner, I go, it's for you too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Texas trip to go see the girlfriend, man. How is that evolving?
That's going great. I don't know. As great as a relationship could go.
Maverick, you are the most closed off person about like females. I don't know what, like you don't tell anyone about your personal life. Like as
I like just being so just low key with everything, you know?
Tell me about your girl, bro. Cause like I'm asking you for real, like I don't know anything about it. You don't tell me anything. You go FaceTime her every night for like 45 minutes. I've met her once, twice. What's going on with it, bro?
It's going good. I think it's just like the start. We've known each other for probably since April. And
what stage are you at in the lovey-dovey? Like in
the girlfriend-boyfriend stage?
But like you in the honeymoon stage still? Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
I guess.
This is your first girlfriend. Of course you'd be, right?
Yeah, I guess. Why wouldn't I be?
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I guess I'm also kind of like, just like glad that she's doing her own thing, like so hard. Like she is so about school, it's unreal to me.
Yeah.
Like I've never seen someone so passionate about just studying. And so I think that's also very healthy. So it's like her own hobby. That's what we brought up, the word girls don't have hobbies. That's what I was thinking of. Cause I was talking to her. I was like, why don't you like go do something else besides study? And she's just like, I like to study. And I'm like, that's not a hobby. And then that's how this conversation went, looping it back to hobbies. That's why I brought up hobbies.
That would have been important to say, I think, in the beginning. That's okay.
We looped it back. So the viewers that were watching the whole time.
So this has been like your first relationship. What's like, what's one thing you've realized about having a girlfriend that you just like maybe don't like?
Bro, they need attention 24/7.
Like a puppy.
Like a puppy. Like if I'm like not texting her all day, it's like, why don't you want to give me attention? Why do you want to give me attention? I'm like, because I like am doing stuff. And it's like not just like, it's not like I'm just sitting on the couch scrolling through TikTok. It's like I'm just driving, don't want to be on my phone, or like here doing something and it's not worth just being.
You're present.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm present in the moment. That's like probably like the hardest part. It's just like how much like time and energy you need to sacrifice, I guess, mentally. And at first you want, like obviously I want to talk to her. Don't say like I don't want to talk to her. I don't want that to come off. But like at the same time, I want to just be.
You're an introvert like me.
Yeah.
We're also extroverts, but you're more of an introvert than I would be.
Oh, 100%.
I could see that. You just want your you time. You don't want to have to like deal with nobody.
Yeah. You know, the other day when someone was FaceTiming me on your phone, you're like, why don't they just text me? And you know why they don't text you, because you have 500 unopened text messages on your phone. And so that's why they FaceTime you. But at the same time, you're just like, ugh. And I get it too.
Yeah.
Because you just want to just be in the moment. You don't want to even touch your phone. And I feel like I'm like that all the time.
Oh, no, I did want to ask you about the, how's the long distance thing?
I think it works great because.
Your girlfriend lives in Texas. You're in San Diego. That's a pretty good distance.
Yeah, but a plane ticket's really not hard if you really think about it. And it's perfect because I just see her for a little bit. And so I leave wanting more every time. Or if she comes out here, she's only here for a little bit.
I guess this is your first relationship. So you haven't had time to find the faults with long distance.
Yeah. Well,
that I would know.
You would know a lot. I think all your girlfriends have been.
Always, yep.
Long distance.
They just got further and further away.
Yeah, further.
Every girl I got further and further and further.
There's something. Wait, what do you think it is
started about? Started in Arizona, like, then it got in Texas, and then it was Arizona. No, then it was Australia.
What do you think the problem is with local girls? It's because you know their past, huh? You know everything about them already.
I think that probably would be it. Yeah, and they're like kind of in the web, bro. Like I was actually thinking about it.
They're the homie.
Like, I don't know why,
web.
But like I feel like my wife, I feel like I don't want.
No one to know her.
Fun fact, if you like are in this space of being an influencer or in this space of whatever, like everyone kind of fucks everybody. Like not that I don't. Wait, fuck. Not that I do. Like I'm not going around fucking everyone. But in LA, like everyone be hooking up with everybody. Like. Oh, this girl you like? Oh, yeah. She's already hooked up with like 10 other YouTubers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're just so like, it turns you off.
I feel like I definitely want to, like, that's probably part of it. Yeah. Because it's kind of my own thing. And like, no one knows them. And they're not in the friend. I kind of like that a little bit. Yeah. A little mysterious. And then, yeah. And then I just don't ask any questions. I learned that in the first relationship.
Yeah, never ask.
Just don't ask no questions. Fun fact.
Her past is irrelevant.
It's irrelevant. Don't go through her phone. Don't ask her what her body count is. Don't ask her.
Your feelings hurt.
Don't ask her how she lost her virginity. Don't go down none of those paths, because I'm telling you, they will only cause problems in the future. So now I'm like, I've learned. That's what I mean. Like, I've learned. I'm just like, I don't even care anymore. Like, you were probably a hoe before we met. For sure you were. For sure you were. Because I probably was a little bit too. However, we just won't discuss that. You stay in your lane, I'll stay in mine, and we can meet up at the intersection. Okay.
That's so facts.
And then why is it that, like, you waited until you're 23 to have a girlfriend? Was that any, like, specific thing? Because, like, I'm actually...
Nah, well, think about it. I was always a kid that was just, like, at the skate park, scootering.
Well, I get it, but so was I. But, like, have you purposely stayed away from having a girlfriend? Or is, like,
nah,
you're just kind of waiting for it to happen?
I'm just waiting for it to happen. It's not like I was in a rush. It's not like, if you force anything, or just like, everyone's having a girlfriend, I need a girlfriend.
Right.
It's, what is that going to do?
Yeah, right.
It's just going to make it toxic. I think that's what happened. That was wrong on your first relationship too. Because
I didn't get in a relationship because everyone else was.
No, but.
If anything, the second time all my friends had girlfriends and I was like the only single one, I was like, the fuck is this shit? And then I got a girlfriend, they all broke up with their girlfriends. Dead ass. I swear. Hunter, Coda, like, I forget who else. Like, everyone was single all of a sudden. Right when I got a girlfriend. I was like, I thought we were going on double dates. Yeah, nope. Just me.
No, but... I just feel like the whole point of dating someone is for marriage. That's how I view it. I don't know if anyone else views it like that. But for marriage. And at 16, 17, 18, I'm not marrying nobody. You know what I mean? Even though right now I'm 23, I don't really see myself getting married soon. But like... I guess like it'd be in the 5-year plan if I had a 5-year plan, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And I feel like at 18, there was no way it would have even crossed the 5-year plan.
I like talking about girls.
You do.
What else can we talk about girls? It's so fun. I'd never get to.
I know.
Because I also don't like venting to nobody about girls, because I feel like it's my problem. They don't need to give it to anyone. But now my problem is everyone's problem on this, and they can relate it to their problems.
Okay. This is something you've never told me about it. Your old filmer had to tell me about this, and I was like, why didn't he tell me about this? I'm so curious of what happened. Maybe you cannot, Nick, you might have to cut this out. Beat you. For beat you.
Oh, shit. Definitely bleep the name. Yeah.
And you've never told me the story.
What?
Your ex-filmer had to tell me the story, and I'm kind of upset you've never told me the story. And
I was like, don't even know.
Can you please tell me this story?
I never told you about this, really.
No, I promise you. I had to hear it third person.
Flashback a couple years. I'm going snowboarding for my birthday. I do that every year. That's like my favorite thing to do for my birthday. I didn't get to go this year because I split my nuts open. However, we're going snowboarding for my birthday. It's a big family. Like, all my friends come up. All my family's there.
I couldn't go because I had work.
You didn't go because you had work. We all rented this massive cabin. It was super fun. So we're all like having a good time at night, you know, having a good time. It's nighttime on your birthday, having a good time. So everyone gets to like a little bit having some fun. Heat gets kind of like rising in the air. And oh my God, actually, So I have this list on my phone, or like I used to have this list on my phone.
Oh no.
And this list got me into trouble a couple times. Basically, this list informs of girls I have kissed, if you will.
Okay. Why would you have this on your phone?
That's a good question. I don't know. So anyways, my girlfriend at the time finds this list on my phone. And it's my birthday. And she says, hey, delete that shit. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. It's my birthday. I was like not against deleting it.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, you ain't gonna tell me what to do on my birthday.
Okay.
So hold up. No. And I was like, I started ignoring her. Kind of, I'm just being hella calm, like chilling. And then she's getting kind of aggravated and like it was bothering her and like whatever. We both like had insecurities about random shit because we were young. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We both had the same equal problems in that aspect. So she wanted me deleted. I didn't really want to. It caused this big fight and I ended up just telling her, yo, like I'm not doing this right now. Like we could talk about it tomorrow, but I'm not going to delete it right now. Like that's not going to happen. Okay. Good night. I put my phone down, roll over. She keeps going. I said, all right, I'm going out in the living room. There's like 10 people staying out in the living room, like all my friends. My mom was staying out there on a couch, like literally 10 feet away from where I was going to go sleep. So I went out. My friend was staying on the couch. He said, hey, you can just like lay down with me, because I think he probably heard us yelling or something. It was like a quiet cabin. It was like 12 at night. So I lay down next to him. She comes out with her phone light. Dude, straight phone light, like flashlight, looking for me. Because there's like 12 people in the living room, I swear, 10, 12 people. And then she finally fucking spots me.
Hiding like a little gremlin.
No, I'm laying next to Oscar, but I'd seen her walking. Like, I knew she was about to find me. I was just waiting for her to find me. So she like shines a light at me. And then she's like, get in the room. So I was like, in front of my friends? No. Hell no.
In front of my friends?
In front of my friends.
You're going to embarrass me?
I said, no. Psh, the fuck? I ain't doing none of that. And she didn't like that. She wanted me to go in the room. Continue talking about this list, right? And I was like, this is over. Go to sleep. We'll wake up and we'll be good in the morning. I'm big about that. Whenever I get in fights, like, I try to take the high road immediately and just be like, listen, let's both go away from each other. Calm down. We'll be fine in the morning, okay? Can we just wake up and forget about it? A lot of girls don't like doing that.
No.
So, out of nowhere, she roundhouse kicks me.
Roundhouse kicks you?
Full on, like Conor McGregor.
To the face?
Like, right on, like, the side of my, like shoulder and neck. And that little, like, kind of cup.
Oof.
Right there. Shoulder and neck. Kicks me. I'm like, whoa! And then she starts full on, like, swinging on me. I don't know where the energy came from. Like, again, she was like, we were a little
roundhouse kicked you?
No, like, I'm talking roundhouse kick. Like, when I say it, that's, envision that, that's what she did. So,
oh my gosh.
Like full on, like, arms up. Like, bah! So, and then I was just freaking out, because obviously I, like, am not going to touch her. So, yeah. Like, I'm like, whoa, what's going on? And then Oscar, who was, like, I was sleeping next to, he's, like, my friend, he tries to get in the middle, and then she ends up, like, swinging on him a couple times. Shit was getting hectic. I'm like, what are you fucking doing? Like, it's loud. My mom is sleeping on the couch right next door. Like, our employees from the warehouse are sleeping upstairs, like, on the balcony. Like, we had, like, a little game room with a balcony. It's just a cabin, you know what I mean? A lot of people. Chad from the warehouse, one of our employees, he goes, hey, what the fuck are you doing? Like, screams. And then
scary.
She ended up, like, going back, and then, like, I, like, and then Jessica woke up because it was really loud. Jessica's my business partner. You do not want to fuck with her. She's like an F-250 of a person. Like, not like the body size, but, like, she will fucking plow over you with her knowledge, and, like, you
make
just
you
don't want
to... insecure. She's just scary.
You don't want to get
no
in a fight with her about anything, because she'll win it. Not fist fight, maybe. Maybe fist fight.
Yeah, probably
she's probably pretty
fight.
Strong, low key.
Low key.
Honestly.
Key.
So Jessica comes out, tries to, like, calm her down, and then she ended up just going home on the morning of my birthday, because it was, like, my birthday was that night. We were celebrating at 12.
Yeah.
So she went home the morning of my birthday. We went all snowboarding.
Uh-huh.
But that is the time that I...
got your ass kicked by a girl.
Got my ass kicked by a girl.
I'm kind of... Why'd you hide that? Why'd you hide that from me?
I don't know. I thought he knew.
I knew because of Oscar, because I picked Oscar up, like, the day after from his house. And he was like, bro, I don't know if I can even tell you this. And I was like, no, you got to tell me now. And he goes, no, I really can't.
It's not even that big of a deal, but it was like, I don't know. It was an ordeal.
It was crazy, too. When I tell, like, I think I told my girlfriend now the story, and I always tell the story. She's going to find out now. Like, I was Oscar. Like, I was the person in the middle. Like,
no!
Tell me if you guys do this. I tell stories when I'm not there, and I just add myself to the equation to make it seem like, because it's such a lit story, and I'm like, I want this story.
You're like, I was in the middle, and she just roundhouse kicks me. You said that?
I said, I was in the middle, and she starts swinging on me, and I was like, this is not my girlfriend. Why am I getting hit? Yeah. And so I back out.
Full on copped all of his swag.
I did.
Another really sad thing that happened this week was we removed the Tennessee factory. For those of you who don't know what the Tennessee factory is, I have a warehouse. It's about 8,000 square foot. We run a merchandise business out of there for different influencers. We do... basically, we build brands for other influencers. And in the back of that warehouse, we had a massive, like, playground I had built. It cost me $135,000. It was a 20 by 20 foot super trampoline. We had a foam pit, a really big ledge to jump off of, a full size mini ramp with a spine. And due to multiple things going wrong, like, people have been getting injured on that thing for the past, like, 2 years. I mean, 3 years since we built the thing. And we recently had an injury of one of my friends, and it really just kind of sent it over the edge for us. We're like, all right, this actually has to get done because
it was such a severe injury.
It was like, all right, this is stupid. Like last year, my friend broke his leg. This year, this happened. No thanks. But also, Jessica's been bothering me about it because we've been expanding the business. We need the space. Like, truthfully, we actually do need the space. And now that this happened, it was like a reason to actually like pull the trigger and get it done. It's a big thing to like commit to doing. And it's really sad because
I didn't even get a jump on it. The last jump.
I know. It served its purpose for sure. I was talking to Jessica about it. And like, if you look back on how beneficial building that was for such a stupid reason, because you would never think like, oh, we're going to build this like fun house and it's going to be beneficial. It's going to make us a lot of money. But like that warehouse to me, like I didn't see it as a $135,000 investment at the time. I mean, I just wanted it. But now looking back on it, the amount of friends and people, like for instance, the Ace family, at one point for about like 8 months, we did the Ace family's merchandise. So Austin McBroom from the Ace family, he invited me to do the basketball game for charity that they throw. It's like, yes, a big event, charity basketball game. He asked me to be a part of that, and he said he needed to come deliver me my jersey. So I told him, oh, my warehouse is way closer. You should go there instead of coming to my house. I'll just meet you there. Like, I'll do you the favor. I'll meet you up there. Because he had never been down here. So I met him at the warehouse, and this was like always the thing I did. Like, for in the beginning of our business when we didn't have a lot of other influencers we were doing merch for, it was like all a big game. Like, and I was like, it was kind of fun for me. Like I got to see if I could fucking get this done. Yeah. So Austin came out to the warehouse, and I was always the plan of like, oh, come jump on the trampoline. It's way more fun. It's a lot to film. And then like, oh dude, come check out the warehouse. And then everyone sees the legitimate setup we have and the 10 employees and the different offices and the giant warehouse room where we store all the product and like how professional everything was. And then because you're put in that position, you're kind of like, oh wow, this feels so natural. Mm-hmm. Like, oh wow. And it's like, it's not a bad thing because our business, like, I'm very confident in the quality of our business and how well of work we do for people, how good of work we do
phenomenal.
For people. So, I mean, just for that pure reason, and we secured Ace Family and like did millions in merchandise sales alone just because like that was a convenient, nice thing. And they show up, merch is right here, and then, oh, this is Jessica. And like, oh, and then it's just like, it's an easy plug and play. And like, That was part of it. All the YouTube videos we filmed there, all the Hot Wheels content we filmed there.
All the memories,
all the friends we made. And like looking back on it, I didn't really see it as being beneficial until I kind of thought about it once we took it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really cool.
Kind of sucks to grow up though, huh?
Sucks to grow up a lot. That was a big moment of like,
did you have
shit
to argue with Jessica about it?
No, because you don't argue with Jessica anymore. Like, it's not worth my time. I got too much shit on my plate. She just says, hey, this is happening. And I'm like, all right.
Sounds like a plan.
Taking it out. I knew it needed to go. Like, I think she was more sad about it going than I was, to be honest. I don't know.
Probably.
I've grown up a lot. Like, it definitely served its purpose for me. It's the same thing as, like, the GTR. It's like, that's
wait,
it.
Wait, yeah, okay. Are you selling that? Are you selling your GTR?
No. So the GTR keeps breaking down. So I just got butthurt and I posted on my Instagram that I wanted to sell it. I'm not gonna sell the GTR.
Okay. So, do you know what the problem was or no? Just from the previous problem that
I jumped in it after not driving it for 3 weeks. It was driving perfectly. I said, oh my God, I love driving this thing. I'm going to drive this more. Why don't I drive this car more? Copped in it the next morning. First thing I do of the day, go get coffee. Pull down my driveway. This shit shows, it said clutch malfunction, engine malfunction. It put it into limp mode. It wouldn't boost. And then it wouldn't go into reverse. And then it wouldn't go into drive. And then I was like, fuck. Stuck at the bottom of my driveway. It's 9 a.m. I haven't had coffee yet. I'm like half asleep. Piss the fuck off. I'm like, and then plus my overthinking ass, I'm like, my whole day is ruined now.
No, that's just Tanner. That is so, the smallest inconvenience. Okay, this wasn't a small inconvenience, but like just any inconvenience in his day. My whole day is ruined. I can't do nothing no more. I'm in a pissed off mood. Every morning, Tanner goes to Starbucks, and every morning we get tested. One time, tested with patience. One time, we were going to a racetrack. Tanner never goes to a racetrack with me, and I convince him to go to a racetrack with me. And I'm so giddy because I'm like, oh, Tanner's going to be there. He's going to see how good I am. Let's go. Woof, woof. We go to Starbucks in the morning. I get my drink, get it instantly. Tanner gets a drink and a coffee cake or something dumb. And 10 minutes goes by, and he still hasn't gotten his drink or coffee cake. 11 minutes go by. But these minutes
were long. So I remember I went up and asked her, and I said, hey, is my food in? She's like, oh, yeah, let me get it. So then I wait another 10 minutes. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
I got so mad. I just went up to her, and I said, can I get a refund?
Yes.
I got a refund. And then I felt really, really bad about this. But like, I'm not a happy person in the morning. Like, I'm a different person, I feel like.
You really are.
And then on top of that, that happened. But then one of the Starbucks employees asked me for a photo, and I was an absolute cum stain of a human being.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And I said no. I said no, because I had no happiness in me to give that man a smile.
Yes, because he could have.
I know, and I've left, and I felt horrible about it.
But no, but
and I'm actually glad
something.
You brought up this story, because like I feel like I meant to apologize for that in a video, and I never did. So I shouldn't have said no to that guy. That was fucked up with me. But like I was having a bad morning.
Do you say no to fans ever? Like, besides that one instant, do you ever?
Okay, I would say no to somebody if they come up to me, and like Rug was talking about how if someone's sarcastic, I'm like, dude, get the fuck out of here. Like, no, I'm not taking a photo with you. Like that type of shit, fine, but. One thing that happens a lot is like when I'm eating, or I guess not so much now because we're not outside eating all the time. One time I was out getting food with my ex-girlfriend, and this mom and her kid who was like 13, 14 came up to me and asked me for a photo. And I was like mid-conversation with my girlfriend. So like also that's like a personal moment. Like I'm trying to have that moment with my girlfriend eating also. And I just said, yeah, can you just wait until I'm done? I'm almost done with my food. My burger's like, it's literally like in a third. I got nothing left. And the lady literally smirked at me. And was like, whatever. Got in her car and left. And then for 3 hours after that, I felt horrible. But like, I had no reason to feel horrible.
Yeah,
Do I have a reason to feel horrible?
No.
Because I just said like, oh, sorry. Like, can you just give me a couple minutes? Like, I was also right in the middle of a conversation with my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
So I guess in situations like that, like if I'm eating and I'm with, say, my mom or like a girl, I'll usually be like, oh, can you just wait till I'm done eating? Just like to be polite to them. I feel like that's the right thing to do. To me, it is.
I feel like when I'm with a girl, though, like I said with Rug, I like it when people come up to me. Gives me that cool factor.
You're like, oh, yeah, that's whatever happens all the time.
Yes.
Ain't no thing.
Ain't no thing, baby. It happens all the time. Fuck with me. Hey, you've been back at the gym working out, grinding.
No, that's not true at all. I went to the gym once last night to start.
Is the hernia gone?
Well, no, it's still there. Like, I still push it back in. I think it's getting better.
Are you ever going to get surgery on it?
The doctor told me that the hernia, it's like right next to my belly button where your umbilical cord would go. It's not like bad enough to get surgery on. So he said, leave it for 3 months. And if nothing resolves, get it looked at again. So I've just been kind of chilling. I took a 2 month break on the gym. I only went last night at like fucking 11 because I was sitting on the couch feeling guilty. And like once you start, it's easier to continue.
Wait, guilty for what? Oh, for not working out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I got so into it and then like.
You were grinding every day.
I know. And then I got out of it because of the hernia thing. And then once you stop the gym, it's so hard to start again. You got to go like for like a week. And then that's when the cycle starts. So like I only went once, but still next time I think to go, I'm going to be like, okay, I went 2 days ago. So like it makes sense for me to go right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of me waiting to start going.
Okay. We'll give you the inspiration to start going to the gym again. Just because you felt guilty. That's the only reason.
I think I told somebody yesterday. Oh, I was at West Coast Exotics. And I like working out with Hunter, who works there. And he said, oh, let's start going to the gym again. I was like, oh, dude, I need to do that. I was like, end of this week, let's start. And then that night, I was sitting on the couch next to you at like 10:30 p.m. And I was like, God, how many times am I going to say I'm just going to start next week? Like, I feel like I've been saying that this whole month. And then I just was like, fuck it. I was like, what? I could go right now. I was like, I could go right now.
Don't you love that when you get that random burst of energy and inspiration?
Yeah.
You're just like.
And then I was in there listening to like super sad music because I have the whole gym to myself because I have the key. Super sad music, working out. I was like, if someone walked in right now, they'd think I'm like my heart's broken, but it's not. Like it's actually not.
What's your favorite sad song right now? Because I love just vibing to sad music. I don't know what it is.
My favorite one as of right now is by Conan Gray. It's called Crush Culture, acoustic version on YouTube.
Of course, acoustic.
Yes, always acoustic versions, always. That's the only music I listen to unless like it's my Spotify playlist and then that's just like your normal shit, hip hop, rap. Stuff like that.
Let's see like the artists I've been jamming to recently. I just found this artist on the way here. His name is Jades, and he's a song called Wasting Time. It's a sad song, and it just talks about wasting time. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of relatable, but that's the sad song of the day for me.
I also feel like the more I feed my brain with like acoustic music, I'm just going to get good at singing. I've made up this thing in my head. That like that's how I work.
Have you ever?
I'm like a computer. I'll download like files and files and files, and then over time it'll just work.
Have you ever thought you sounded good, and then you record yourself singing, and then you play it back like the next
day? Bro, sometimes though I can low key sing a little bit.
You
like
think
sometimes.
That.
No, but sometimes I can. Sometimes I can.
Oh, vibing, swearing, up and down. Bro, I could be a singer. And then all of a sudden you record it on your phone and you listen and you're like...
And the second you hit record, it feels so awkward immediately. You're fucked up. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Never mind. The insecurities.
But it's only you. Is that weird?
You're all alone in the car. Like, who's...
Yeah. But you just don't even want to listen to it because you'll judge yourself.
Always. I think you're always your worst critic. Would you say that about yourself too?
You should be, yeah.
Was there
that you should be your only critic.
What's something that you've wanted to get into, but you've completely nope. You ended it for yourself immediately once you started thinking about it.
Porn.
What? What?
I've thought about it.
You've wanted to do it?
It's crossed my mind, but I went, the fuck was that thing?
Who thinks porn?
What else? What was the right answer for that question?
I don't know. Maybe I think I'm going to be an artist and start drawing.
No, because I believe in myself in anything I do. So I just said I better not think about this. I'll get too good at it.
You'll get way too good at it. You're booked for months.
Oh. Oh, you said booked.
Booked. What do you think I said? Leave it up to the imagination.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to know if you're taking advantage of these few social media tools. I've been showing a lot of recent interest into, number one, IG Reels. Are you big IG Reels guy?
Bro, I tried it. My first three did really well. I'm talking really well. And then the fourth one didn't do so well. If you just post it solely to Reels, it doesn't do well.
I think right now Reels is a portal. But it's to growing followers on Instagram right now, because Instagram has been so dead for so long. And our friend Tyler Rizzi, BMX rider, he grew from 30K to 100K the last month and a half just from posting Reels.
Really?
Yeah. All natural growth.
Because Instagram doesn't ban your content like TikTok does.
Yeah.
Ah, it makes sense.
But I've just been seeing so many people grow and that tool actually
have you been using
showing
it?
Work. What?
Have you been using it?
I feel like I just recently started getting into using Reels. That's why I want to talk about on the podcast. So just let you guys know what I've been showing a lot more interest towards. Also Facebook. I signed a really cool deal for this year.
Oh.
With a company to start producing content on my Facebook. Because I don't have time for that. We're doing this, YouTube.
Oh, they
YouTube.
Do it for you?
Yeah. So we're gonna be doing a lot of new content and reusing a lot of content, but I'm just really excited. And for any influencers out there or businesses for that matter, this goes for IG Reels too. Get on IG Reels, get on Facebook, and obviously get on TikTok. I know people say that all the time, but if you're a small business or a small creator or just someone who wants to grow.
How do you grow on Facebook though?
I'm saying utilize it. Or if you have a small following, you're listening to this, I don't know if you realize this, but Facebook's CPM is ridiculously higher than YouTube. It's a lot harder to get monetized on Facebook. You have to kind of meet the right person or talk to the right company, and then they monetize your Facebook. I think you also have to have 100,000 likes. So it's a little bit new. It's still in the beta. But dude, people make so much more money on Facebook than YouTube, and you wouldn't even fucking know that because there's no Facebookers.
Aren't they the same company? Isn't it owned by the same people?
No, Facebook owns Instagram.
Yeah, it doesn't.
YouTube's owned by Google.
Oh, okay. Google does not own Facebook.
No.
Okay.
No. So take advantage of those things. IG Reels has been growing a lot of accounts. I've been noticing that. So I started trying it.
How do you search for videos on Facebook though? You can just type in Tanner Fox.
Well, yeah, it's you go through your Facebook feed. Believe it or not, there's a whole different demographic of people on Facebook. And if you can get the right numbers and produce the right content, this is the other thing. On YouTube, you could be a car guy. On Facebook, you could be a vegetable guy for old people. It's a whole different demographic. And no one would know you from the YouTube thing.
Because let's be real, who be on Facebook?
I don't know. I would just take advantage of it. That's my advice. It's going to be huge in the future. It's already becoming huge. You make a lot of money on Facebook. And you get a lot of organic growth
dead?
And exposure. No, Facebook is not dead. Hell no. Facebook will never be dead.
Never?
No. It's not possible.
When's the last time
How would Facebook
opened
die,
the app?
Dude?
When's the last time you opened the app?
I open Facebook at least 2 times a week.
How many days do you open up Instagram?
I like how quickly I answered that. That was probably accurate.
It really was.
I'd be out two times a week probably.
But how many times do you open up TikTok, Instagram?
Oh, 10 to 15 times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big difference. But I don't know. There's money on... I'm just telling you that there is an audience on Facebook that you could use, or you could just leave it there in the dark and you could stick to YouTube. Or you could do both. Red and blue.
Might as well utilize everything.
Red being YouTube, blue being Facebook, for anyone that was confused by that. I thought I was talking about something else.
Okay.
This one time, peak moment of me and Maverick's friendship, like peak moment. I don't think there was ever a higher peak, apex, if you will, in our friendship, was when you, I think you were 14 years old, you tried to sell crack. You tried to sell crack. Not a crack in the sidewalk, right? Not a crack in a skateboard. Not a butt crack. Crack cocaine. Okay. I can't make this up.
I am not from the best neighborhood. Okay? Like a, whatever, average Joe neighborhood.
Run me back through this whole thing.
So I'm out scootering outside by the light post. We call it the lighthouse because when I was 14, that's what we did. We named spots. This was called the light post.
It was sidewalk. It was the sidewalk across the street from his house. Yes. It was just a light above.
But me and my friend Kai, we're scooting outside. We're seeing how far we can hang five. We're counting the cracks and how far we can hang five. And I see this baggie on the ground and I'm
with
like,
little ghosts on it, right?
Yeah. No, it said the bomb on it. And I was like, what the heck is this?
A little dime bag.
Yeah.
A little dime bag.
Little dime bag. Yes. Perfect. It was like a little circle ball of just white
rock.
Rock.
Crack rock.
Yes. And I don't know what really the severity of it is because you just hear crack on like, crack is whack, stay back. And you don't know like the severity of it, how like
okay.
dangerous or bad this is. I'm not doing anything with it, like realistically.
Yeah.
But I see it, and me and my friend Kai keep on like, bro, we're going to sell it and get so much money because we think drugs are super, super expensive. They are, but they're not. Yeah. Okay. You have to sell a lot of drugs to get a lot of money. One little dime bag is probably worth like $20, if that. If maybe I'm probably even have my math wrong. It's probably even $5 or something like
definitely
that.
Under $100. Not a lot of money on the table. Continue.
Not under $10. Okay. But not a lot of money on the table, but I'm thinking, I'm going to be rich, bro. We should sell it. Do you know any friends, Kai? Because Kai's like obviously the sketchy friend, if you want to, we'll say.
Been to juvenile hall.
Yeah, the whole shebang.
Gotten in a lot of trouble.
And so I was like, he would know friends, you know? And he's hitting up his friends left and right.
Yo, you want to buy crack?
No, obviously no one's going to buy crack because he has like 14-year-old friends as well. But no, and then so then we forget about it. He puts it in my room. And I'm like, whatever, I forget about it too. I'm going to Woodward with Tanner now. Okay. Jordan Robles' dad is driving. We're driving up to Woodward. My dad calls me and he just says, where is it? I'm like, and I knew instantly what he was talking about. This instantly he goes, where is it? And I go, what are you talking about? He goes, don't play dumb. Where is it? And I was like, on my desk in my jewelry box, because I have like this little jewelry box or whatever.
Secret little stash.
And he goes, I need you to get home right now. And I was like, Dad, I'm 2 hours away. And
you were going to Woodward?
Yes, with you and Jordan.
No shit. I was there when he called you?
Yes. And I remember just being so just like guilty, just guilt. Like, how could I?
How did he find out?
Because Kai was bragging about it, told his dad. His dad called
Kai told his dad.
Because his dad, okay, his dad is a ex-convict that used to sell drugs. Ex-convict. His dad is a great guy now. Shout out, Tony. His dad's a great guy. 10 out of 10 recommend him. But
for what? What do you recommend him for?
I don't know. Just being a standout guy.
Okay.
Standout guy.
Not to buy crack, though, from.
No, no, no.
Okay.
But so he obviously is being a responsible parent. It's like, why the hell you guys have crack?
Of course.
And so he calls my dad, lets my dad know. And that's how my dad found out. But I felt so guilty, ruined my whole Woodward trip. I just knew when I was getting back, I was going to be doomed. But my dad didn't even bring it up to me. So
never spoke about it.
Never spoke about it. It's kind of just in the past.
This is the same guy that in the beginning of this conversation said, I don't know if anyone else feels like this, but I'm dating to get married. I'm dating to marry. And then you sell crack.
Have you never
Does anyone else
drugs?
Think like that? Is anyone else like just saving themselves for marriage? Crack, anyone? Anyone buy some crack? No, that's my favorite story of us by far. Dude, I feel like it's been an hour and 15 minutes, dude.
50 or 15?
15.
Huh.
So on my Instagram photo the other day, I captioned it, no Malone, just a post. Okay, right?
Yes. What about it?
So, Post Malone could never caption his photo that, because it would always be Malone.
Okay, but I mean, let's be real here. If you were at Post Malone's level,
he can't caption his photo that, Maverick.
What's wrong with? I wouldn't want to capture my photo that.
I'm just saying he couldn't because he is Post Malone. So there would be no possible way for him to say no Malone, just a post, because there is a Malone and it's also a post. So it's Post Malone.
So you can never say no Fox Given because you are a fox.
I'm not a fox. I'm a human. Ah, gotcha.
What's your Mr. Fox?
Anyways, man, I had a great time talking to you today, Maverick. This is a good, this is needed.
This was, we talked about a lot. We talked about a lot of good stuff about what our plans are for the future. Great podcast. We needed it. I feel like we have to save ourselves every time when we're about to talk on the couch. You're like, just save it for the podcast. Save it for the podcast. So here we are. I'm glad we saved it.
And do not forget to rate us 5 stars on the iTunes charts, guys. We have been on the comedy new shows list for the entire week, dude.
For real?
The entire week. Top 10.
Thank you, guys.
So thank you so much. That means the absolute world for us. That means the absolute world to us, and we cannot wait for the future of this podcast. We have so much planned, so much in store, and just every episode we film, I just get more excited about doing this, and so does Maverick, and it's just amazing. Thank you guys for sitting here listening to us talk some shit.
That's what we do.
We will see you guys on episode 10 when it's a me and Maverick episode again. But for our next 2 episodes, we have some amazing guests that you guys can look forward to. We will see you in the next episode. It's been Tanner.
It's been Maverick.
And we're out. Peace.